Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. And in this advanced English lesson, we're actually looking at articles, the articles a or a, an, and the. And this is as a direct result of requests from some of you, the students and the viewers. Now, just a little warning here. I'm not going into every little detail about articles because it would make the lesson far too long. I'm going to cover the key points where students do have regular problems. So I'll cover those in a lot of detail. And if you want more information about articles, well, then I would recommend a very good grammar book. One of the grammar books that I use with students is Murphy's grammar book, and it's really, really good. But what I'd also say is that I'm actually going to be launching a new grammar course, and it's an all-inclusive grammar course, and that will be coming out very shortly. And of course, you'll be able to purchase and access that as well, which will cover things like articles and many, many other aspects. Okay, so as you know, there are three articles, two indefinite and one definite. The indefinite articles are a or a and an, and we use an when it is in front of a vowel or a vowel sound, like an apple, an orange, okay? And then the definite article, only one, the definite article, the. Yeah, the or the, depending on the pronunciation and the situation and position when you use it. So, a, an, indefinite articles, the definite article. Now, the reason why they cause problems for a lot of people is that they don't exist in their own native tongue. Just they're not there. And therefore, when you come to learn English and people are telling you, oh, you must use the article, oh, you must use the article, then it becomes very complicated, even though they are the smallest words that we have. I mean, how much smaller can you get than a, one letter, and two letters, the, three letters? But they cause mountains and mountains of problems. So we'll try and dispel some of the myths, and we'll try and sort out some of the problems that you might come across. So let's look at the difference between a, an, and the. So if we take a general situation, so usually when we mention something for the very first time, we usually use the indefinite article, a, an. Let me give you an example. A man was standing outside my house or outside my window. Okay, so the first time we mention him or her, if it's a woman, then we just say, ah, a man was standing outside my house or outside my window. Okay, and then the second time that you mention that person, that you can then refer to the definite article because the people know who you're talking about. So, a man was standing outside my home, outside my house, outside my window. The man was dressed in a black coat. The man was wearing a woolly hat. The man was carrying a bag. So the first time, a man or a woman. The second time, the man, the woman. And the reason being is then we have introduced the person, the individual, so everybody will then know what you're talking about. Okay? Let me give you another example. I went for lunch. So I went to the cafe to get some lunch. I bought an apple, so A-N, an apple, and a sandwich. So here's the first time that I've mentioned to you what I bought for lunch. I went to the cafe and I bought an apple and a sandwich, yeah? Now, an apple, we're using A-N because apple begins with a vowel, a, okay? So I bought an apple and a sandwich. Okay, now I can say the apple was green. The apple was green because now I'm talking specifically about the apple that I bought, not the rest of the apples in the shop, but the apple that I bought. The apple was green and the sandwich was a tuna sandwich with chicken. Yeah, okay, so The apple was green. The sandwich was a tuna sandwich with chicken or lettuce, whatever it might be. Okay, so first time again, when we're talking and introducing the noun, the topic, then we use a or an. And then the second time, we can switch to the definite article because people then are aware and they know exactly what we're talking about. So that's our first rule for you to understand. Now, we also use the, okay, when there is something that exists that is very common knowledge, meaning we would only expect to have one of them. For example, if I was talking about my house and I mentioned I've got a hole in the roof, I don't say I've got a hole in a roof, even though it's just the first time I've mentioned it, because of course I've got a house, but there's only one roof on the house. You expect only to be one roof. So I say I have a hole in the roof. I have to get a man to come and fix it. Okay, so, and when the man comes to fix it, he will fix the hole in the roof. Okay, so for example, I put my clothes into the washing machine and I went out into the garden. Now, here it's just the first time that I've mentioned washing machine and garden, but I don't say I put my clothes into a washing machine, because you assume there's only one washing machine in the house. I put my clothes into the washing machine and I went out into the garden, sat down and had a cup of coffee. Again, I don't say a garden because you assume there's only one garden attached to the house where you're living. Okay, so it's just to be very careful when you're talking about something where the existence of something is very common knowledge, like one roof, one garden, one washing machine, then we can automatically use the article the. Okay? Now, let me give you another couple of examples. If we're talking in general terms about something, let's talk about animals. And my favorite animal are elephants. Okay? So when I'm talking generally, I can say elephants are my favorite animal. Okay, I like the size, I like the color, I like the way they behave. So elephants are my favorite animal. I don't say the elephants are my favorite animal because I'm not being specific, I'm only being general. But if I want then to talk about specifically elephants in my zoo or the zoo in my city, then I will say the elephants in my zoo are very old, or the elephants in my zoo run around in a very large compound instead of cages because they've expanded the zoo. So I can talk very, very specifically about the elephants that are there in the zoo in my city. Okay, so initially, elephants, generally elephants are my favorite animals. Yeah, and then I can say specifically the elephants in the zoo in my city where I live have a lot of freedom and they can run and wander around a big prairie because they've extended the zoo. Okay, and then again, if we're talking about, favorite flowers, I can say roses are my favorite flowers because they've got beautiful colors and you've got reds and pinks and yellows and lots of things like that. So roses are my favorite flower. But if I want to talk about flowers in my garden, I can say, but the roses in my garden are mostly pink. So roses are my favorite flowers because they come in many, many different colors. But the roses in my garden are only or mainly pink. Okay, so you can see the difference there. When I talk generally, I just say elephants. When I talk generally, I talk roses. When I talk more specifically, the elephants in my zoo, the roses in my garden. All right? Now, one of the problems that students have a lot of the time, and I'm constantly correcting them, is when we use certain words and they're not quite sure whether it comes with or without the article the. And these are words like bed, church, school, university, hospital, prison, college, all those type of words. And when do I use the and when do I not use it? Okay, so normally no article is used before bed, church, court, etc., when they are used for their primary purpose. So let me give an example. I go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. I don't say I go to the bed every night at 10 o'clock. Where is Michael? He is in bed. Yeah? Yeah. Where is Jonathan? He just got out of bed. Okay, so we're not saying got out of the bed. He is in the bed. You know, I don't go to the bed. So we don't use the when we're using referring to that noun bed. And when we're talking about specific words, as I said, like court, church, university, school, hospital, where they are used for the primary purpose, meaning the person who should be there is there, then we don't use the article. So let me give you examples of those just so you'll understand fully. My children go to school every day. So the children normally spend their time in school. So the children go to school every day. We don't need to use the article. My friend is sick and is in hospital. So sick people usually spend their time in hospital. So my friend is sick and is in hospital. I go to church on Sundays. Religious people or people who are following their religion tend to go to church on a Saturday or Sunday, depending on the religion. So I go to church on Sundays. My son is 20 and is studying economics in university. I don't say the university because students who study spend their time in universities. Okay? Now, these are where people you'd expect to see them. So you expect to see churchgoers in church. You'd expect to see kids in school. You'd expect to see university students in university. You'd expect to see prisoners in prison, etc. Okay? But if people are not normally there, then we usually use the article the. So let me give you a few examples of those. I went to the school to attend a parent-teacher's meeting. I went to the school to attend the parent-teacher's meeting. I'm a parent. I'm not normally at that school, so I went to the school for the meeting. I visited my friend in the hospital because she was sick. I visited my friend in the hospital because she was sick. I'm not usually there because at the moment I am well, but I went to the hospital to visit my friend who was sick. When I go to new cities, I like to visit the churches in that city. Okay, I like to see what they're, how they're made, how they're designed, and what architecture. So I'm not normally in that city. I'm not a priest. So I go to those churches. So I visit the churches in that city just to take photographs or just to see what they are like and what the architecture is like. There was a ceremony in the university for the graduates. So I attended the ceremony because I'm a parent of one of the graduates. So I don't normally go to the university, but I went that particular day because there was a ceremony to hand out the parchments to graduates. Okay, so there was a ceremony at the university in the city and I went there. Okay, so that's the difference. So when people who are normally expected to be in those institutions, church, university, school, prison, hospitals, then we don't usually use the article the. But when people who go to these places or these institutions to visit or for business purposes, then we use the article the. Okay, so that's a big difference and something you really have to work on and understand. Now, articles are not needed when we talk about more abstract expressions, for example, sea or work or town. So we can say he is at sea, not at the sea. He is at work or out of work, not the work. Or he or she is in town or out of town, not in the town or out of the town. So in those particular situations, when we're using it, talking about abstract expressions, then we don't need to use the article the. But English wouldn't be English without exceptions. And there's one exception I'll mention. It's about office. Okay. So when you go to work, you go to the office. Where is Jonathan today. He's working in the office today. He'll be working at home tomorrow. He went to the office at 6 o'clock this morning because he has a lot of work to do. So when we're talking about office, a place where you work, then we use the article the. Now, office also has a different meaning. So when there's an election in your city or your country and you elect a new government, the government are in office for a period of time like 4 years or 5 years. Office here is a ceremonial position that they have. It's not actually a place. So they are in office because it's ceremonial. They have been appointed or elected by the people. So we don't need to use article there because it has a very different meaning. But when we're talking about your place of employment, what is the office like where you work? Is it modern? Is it old? Is it open planned? Is it cellular offices? Whatever it happens to be, then we can talk about the. The office where I work is full of glass. The office where I work is a old Victorian building. Okay, so we can use the article the in that situation. But if I'm talking about the government has been in office for 4 years. They have 12 months left, and then there will be another election or a new election. Okay, so hopefully you get the understanding of the difference there and the exception to those abstract expressions. Now, when we're talking about nouns in particular, you've probably come across and you understand the difference between countable and uncountable nouns. Okay, so just to remind you, countable nouns are those nouns that can be used in the single and the plural, like apple, apples, car, cars, orange, oranges, okay? And uncountable nouns are usually those nouns that don't have a plural form. For example, information, advice, salt, water, bread, okay? So they don't usually have plural forms. It's not informations, it's not advices, it's not salts, bread, breads or waters, it's salt, bread, water. Okay? Now, so when we're using countable or uncountable nouns, it's important to understand the rules for articles. Okay? A countable noun always takes either a or the. Okay? So an apple, like an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or the, yeah? The apple I bought in the shop was red. The apple I bought in the shop was bruised or damaged. Okay, so we're using a or the, depending. You know, the apples in the bag weighed 2 kilos. So if we want to use plural, then we use the. If we're using uncountable nouns, they don't take the indefinite article. We can't refer to a or an information or a or an advice. Okay, so we can talk about the information I gave you, yeah, the advice that I gave you, or the piece of information or the piece of advice I gave you, but we don't use a or an. Okay, so there are examples of the countable and uncountable nouns, how you use them and how you differentiate between a, an, and the. A, and the. And remember, I haven't given you a totally inclusive definition of the article because there's a lot to go through, but you will find much more information in a really good grammar book, as I mentioned, Murphy's. And I am launching and publishing a new grammar course in the very near future, so you'll get all the details about other aspects of how to use a, an, and the. And if you need more information, more help, more guidance, then contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Really happy to help you. Really happy to include your suggestions, as I have done today, in a future video. Okay, this is Harry thanking you for watching and listening. And remember to join me for the next lesson.